What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport. Pleased to bring you another edition. It is Tuesday, the week of the season opener, September 11th. Eagles, Browns, what a game. Why not jump into the Carson Wentz conversation? Oh my goodness, Carson Wentz is actually going to be the starter. Eagles fans, you are getting what you wanted. The most exciting part of this Eagles team has been the arrival of Carson Wentz. And now the plan is coming to fruition sooner than we all thought. The trade of Sam Bradford. I tell you what, Sam Bradford to the Vikings is an awesome move for the Vikings. And here's why. His style of play fits the Vikings. And we're going to just touch on this. We got to save the best for last. I know you guys want to talk about Wentz. And you want to hear my opinion of that. I will bring that to you. But I want to look at both sides of the situation. And you look at Sam Bradford being in Minnesota. He has the running game in Adrian Peterson. He has the defense to help him out. Get good field position. I tell you what. The Vikings are going to see a lot of 8-in-the-box type of defenses because, let's face it, Adrian Peterson is the ultimate weapon when it comes to running the football, and he always sees those 8-in-the-box type situations. And I tell you what, that's what results in some of those big runs he has. He's able to break the line of scrimmage, get past the first level of the defense and into the secondary, and after that, he's gone because, you know, Adrian Peterson runs like a deer. So when you see those 8-in-the-box, that means you're getting one-on-one coverage outside. Folks, Stephon Diggs, anybody that has followed me for the past couple years, you know that Stephon Diggs is a guy that I've been very high on. We had him on our Talking with TD segment for a football game plan. And Diggs is very capable of catching the football and making things happen after he catches it. That's what Bradford specializes in doing, getting the ball to the receivers in stride. Be sure to keep your eye on Bradford to Diggs. That's going to be a combination you're going to hear from a lot. And then in addition to that, Kyle Rudolph, the tight end as well. So there's some options. Charles Johnson, the arrival of Laquon Treadwell, who could be a Jordan Matthews type of receiver for them as far as working the slot in the middle of the field. There's some options there for the Vikings. Bradford's going to fit in also very well quickly because what Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator, he uses a Don Coryell type of system. So you're talking about a digit play calling system, which makes it a lot easier for a guy that comes right in to get the play call down. A typical play call in Norv Turner's scheme could be something like a bandit right, blue draw, 9-8-9. So basically with that, you have the bandit right, which is a particular formation personnel package. And then you have blue draw, which would be what the line does. And then you have 9-8-9. It's just a basic route tree. And it goes left to right for the receivers and running backs along with the tight end. So 9-8-9, you have the go route with a post and a go route. That's just an example. So the Vikings are going to be a good place. And the reason why I'm going into all that is because if the unthinkable happens and the Vikings win the Super Bowl, the Eagles get a second-round pick instead of a fourth-round pick. If they go to the NFC Championship, the Eagles get a third-round pick instead of a fourth-round pick. Howie Roseman did an awesome job of setting the Eagles up to recoup that first-round pick and get another pick. Kudos to Howie Roseman. Excellent work once again. You've done your thing, Howie, and I have to give you props for that. So that trade sets up Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback. So let's get into Carson Wentz and just look at what he brings to the table for the Eagles. And I tell you what he brings to the table, excitement. He's someone that can come in, and as Zach Ertz mentioned, he gives that playbook, that scheme, that offense an added element. And we wrote about this. There's a column, a post on the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com. It's a quick film breakdown, and we just showed three particular plays from the game against the Buccaneers showing exactly how Wentz brings the added element. Now, there was a point in time where Bradford had the mobility and he had the wheels to execute a zone read type of scheme. He had the wheels to make things happen once the plays break down. But let's face it, a couple injuries have robbed him of that ability. Carson Wentz has not been robbed of that ability. You look at what he's able to do as far as climbing the pocket, fighting the passing lane, and throwing the ball downfield. That's something I really like that Carson Wentz does. Is he scrambles, he moves within the pocket with his eyes downfield, looking to make a big play. As receivers, it's your job to turn upfield when things break down or to move with your quarterback as he goes from right to left, left to right, whichever, and try to get into his window. Make yourself visible to him for a target so he could throw the football. These are plays that are unscripted. These are plays that just happen when plays break down. And it's an added bonus that you get in a guy like Carson Wentz. So that's one way that he can help things out. Another way is just his ability to make people miss in the backfield. You see it. You saw it in the Buccaneers game. They had a free rusher. Big V was caught in his stance, and the left defensive end was able to get past him. And he was right there in Carson Wentz's face, but Wentz was able to make a move, get outside of him, and he actually ran for 9 yards. And I tell you the biggest thing he did in that whole play, he slid. Taking on defenders is something that Wentz had a propensity to do. He loved to do that in college, but hey, look, man, you're not facing the same type of player in the NFL as you did in college. You can't afford to take on those hits and have that thirst for contact that you had in college. Wentz understands that, and a good example of that is how he slid on that play. He had a 9-yard gain, and then he slid to avoid the contact, and that's what you're going to see from him going forward. They do have the ability to run that read option, which, again, it just gives the defense one other thing to prepare. It causes the defensive ends to have that much more hesitation as far as trying to read the mesh point. Who's going to get the ball? Is Wentz going to pull it and run, or is he going to give it to the running back? So that's an element. And then on top of that, he could pull it back and throw the ball to Ertz or one of the receivers, whether it be Aguilar, Jordan Matthews, whoever, on the crossing route. And that's something that's going to open up. Once you start gashing them with the running game, linebackers are going to begin to creep up. Their first read is the run anyway, right? So once they start to creep up, that's when you pull it back and you throw it right over their head to the receiver or tight end on the crossing route. Now you have another play, another way that you could beat defenses, yet another thing that they're going to have to scheme for. So Wentz adds a lot to this team. You're going to see the pocket get moved a lot. It's something they did again. And now I keep referencing the Bucs game because that's really all we have to go off of. Outside of practice, which they did move the pocket in practice, but you guys didn't see that. I did. So I want to make sure that we're using an example that you guys could go back and look at. And if you don't have NFL Game Pass, you definitely need to get it because you could go back and look at preseason games and going into this game to get a grip on what Wentz is able to do. I really would suggest watching the second quarter, the late in the second and the third quarter, just to get an idea of what you could expect. And I'm just pointing out plays. Now, one of the things that Wentz is able to do is make plays on the run. A lot of guys don't understand how important it is to be able to throw on the run and make that hash to sideline throw. And the thing that's a plus with Wentz is you could move him on a naked boot to the left or the right. And when you move him to the right, obviously he's throwing, you know, to his strong side. But you move him to the left, he has the ability to make that throw on the move, the cross body throw to that deep out or deep comeback from the hash. And that's a big time throw for a quarterback. And he's able to make it already. So as far as the questions of whether or not he's ready or not, I have no question that Wentz is ready to play. But what you have to do is scheme. You have to game plan to his strengths. You have to work his confidence. You'll see a script of plays, and I guarantee you they're going to give Wentz those smaller, those quicker reads, the easy reads, easy throws to get that confidence going early in the game. And they're going to have to go to the quick passing game anyway, because I promise you that all of Cleveland is going to be blitzing when the Browns play the Eagles. Ray Horton, their defensive coordinator, was very aggressive in Arizona. You're going to see the same thing here, especially against a rookie quarterback. So that means they're going to have to get the ball out of his hands quickly. He's going to have to be able to throw the ball, protect himself. And they're going to look, man, it's the NFL. It's a grown man sport. I understand he has the rib that apparently Mr. Miyagi got to it and healed it 40% in a matter of a week or so. Because we were just told last week that the rib was at 60% and it's now said to be 100. The 10th rib was at 100%. The 11th was at 60, now at 100. So, hey, they're going to take shots, man. It's a big boy league. If you have an injury, it's considered a weakness. And, hey, man, it's just the way that it goes. It sounds savage-like, but they're going to tee off on Carson Wentz. He has to be prepared. He'll have the flak jacket on, but he's going to have to protect himself after throws. And, you don't want to see the man get injured, but at the same time, that's I'm not saying that the Browns are going to try to take him out, but they're going to try to make him feel it. So that way, when he makes those throws, he'll feel it in his ribs. It just is what it is, folks. But they'll definitely get Wentz on the move. That's something that you have to do with a guy like that. He can make the throws. And don't be surprised they take a couple of deep shots, because Wentz did that all throughout training camp, mini camp, OTAs, etc. He was taking deep shots, and he has the ability to throw the football down the field. The accuracy is coming along, so definitely look for that. I think Wentz is mentally ready to play this game. And just as far as development is concerned, the mindset, the ability to transition, I think North Dakota State was an advantage for him as opposed to Cal or Memphis. You know, teams that ran, you know, basically spread offense or air raid type of offenses, you know, Wentz is used to getting in the huddle. He's used to making those long play calls. I know you guys have watched, the Hard Knocks, and you saw Jared Goff at times go to the huddle and not know how to make the play call. Well, that's because he's used to just looking at a coach on the sideline holding up a picture of an ice cream cone and a San Diego Chargers picture, and that's what the play call is. It's different here in the league. Carson Wentz has been able to go through the whole process of calling out a long, drawn-out play. I mean, West Coast offense, that play call is long and drawn out. He's not having a problem with that because he's used to it. Additionally, we go back to what I said about being in the huddle, breaking the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, scanning the defense, making the checks. Wentz has already been trusted with the job of changing the blocking schemes, of checking the plays, changing the plays to a favorable type of matchup, adjusting on the fly with route conversions with the receivers. It's already there. Wentz is already well-versed in doing that. That's an advantage. That's going to help him. Now, I'm not saying he's going to come in and light the world on fire, because, frankly, I don't think he will. I think he's going to struggle initially. But I am saying he can develop into a very good quarterback. You just have to give him time. Patience is key, folks. Patience is key. The Cleveland Browns traded the pick. They said that Wentz is not capable. They didn't feel that he would be a top 20 quarterback, so they didn't want to take the chance, and they traded the pick. They got a couple picks, so Wentz will now get the opportunity to kick off his NFL career against the very team that passed up on him. How about that? It doesn't get any better than that. These guys are professionals. So they don't need any extra bulletin board material. But I guarantee you that will be on his mind. Rest assured, he will be thinking that pregame. Now, as the game's going on, you just play ball. So I just wanted to talk a little bit of Carson Wentz with you guys, a little bit of Sam Bradford also. It's the big deal of the weekend, of the week, and the season is here, folks. I mean, this is it's like Christmas time, man. It's ready to be kicked off Sunday, September 11th, the Browns versus Eagles. Be sure to tune in. I tell you what, you need your tickets. Don't forget about SeatGeek. Download that app. Use the password LOEAGLES Eagles. Get a $20 rebate. I'm Teron Davenport. That's the show. Appreciate you tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at TDavenport_NFL. The USA Today work. EaglesWire.USAToday.com.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really? Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.